The college funded a two-person trip to Africa. Her best friends, Alfonso and Herbert, hoped to acquire some black mamba dendrotoxin. The two are talking amongst themselves while searching.
So, Alf, where do we look to find a black mamba?
Among other places, mambas are found at rocky and foliage-laden riversides, so we'll likely find one here. Since they're diurnal, active in the daytime, I expect we'll encounter one at any time, and even if we can't find one out in the open, we'll find one in a hollow tree or termite hole, or something like that. We actually might end up resorting to this, as these snakes, while deadly, are quite afraid of humans.
Really? I've heard that they eat babies, roll into the semblance of a tire, barrel down hills at 80 miles per hour, and bite victims in the neck! I've heard that they chase people for miles!
Nah, well, mambas are deadly. Most of these tales are from exaggerated lore and inaccurate media portrayal. They can be more aggressive than other snakes, but are still quite docile in general.
Well, I've been wondering, why the interest in these dendrotoxins?
Because one, I'm curious as to its antibacterial properties, and two, as with all toxins and secondary compounds, dendrotoxins have novel physiological effects that may entail significant medical implications. Relatively few of these substances in any organism have been adequately studied and gauged for medical efficacy, and work on them must begin now, before our cure for cancer is used for paper or crushed under falling trees.
Oh, okay.
They walk in silence for a while. They see a bush baby next to a dead tree. To their astonishment, the rodent seemingly disappears. Utterly bewildered, they approach a moldering tree, where Herbert finds himself at eye level with a 12-foot brown snake. Threatened, it has erected itself 4 feet off the ground, preparing to attack.
Herb, ease away slowly. Their eyes are especially attuned to sudden movement. Good. You alright?
No. What was that? A brown mamba? Its fangs looked quite dangerous.
It was a black mamba, Herb. The young ones have green scales, older ones brown. Black mambas get their name from the blackness within their mouth, with which I'm sure you're not familiar. Their primary source of food is various rodents, which accounts for the abrupt demise of that bush baby.
I'll listen to your trivia once we're safely away from this serpent. They can move as fast as many humans, and I'd like to close some distance. How are you going to extract dendrotoxin anyway?
I can't. I forgot to prepare the equipment.
What?!
Relax. I no longer want the toxin. I'll do another experiment. Seeing one of these snakes in its natural habitat, not to mention seeing one almost kill you, has resulted in my humility and newfound respect for nature's prowess. That established, it'd be beyond hypocritical to go through with this experiment, especially given the excessive human encroachment of Africa's wildlife habitats.
Well, I guess that's true. So, that means we're done here. I was looking forward to seeing some baby black mambas. I've never seen a baby snake before, so I was wondering what they're like.
It'd be interesting, but I must say I've had my share of scares today. Mamba babies are far from harmless. They're born with intact and functioning venom glands and ready to deliver potent bites. They can even absorb nutrients from their yolks after hatching, resulting in a bountiful supply of protein with which to grow.
You're right. Let's take it easy for now and acknowledge our luck. Not only did we confront nature in the form of an angry mamba face to face, we learned something from it. It's safe to say we won't forget what transpired today. And we were lucky to have seen it. The black mamba, as with every other plant and animal on Earth, is a veritable trove of aesthetic value, not to mention potential medical breakthroughs. I'm ready to go back. We've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, today was quite a day. Let's go home and let's remember.